www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Eyes of God. Jesus was establishing something that allowed us to be called. I don't know why God chose me. I don't know how we are in His eyes, but the all-knowing God knows every single thing about us. He knows my serious demeanor, and He knows my playfulness as well. And when we are called by God to preach about Christ and His crucifixion and His glorious resurrection, we get excited about who He is and what He has done. Because being called, my brothers and sisters, by God is an act of God for the people of God. Out of 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all are God's people. And God knows all who are His. And for Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. There's some sheep that will always hear God's voice. And they will always follow Him. Follow Him even in the midst of adversity. Follow Him even in the midst of strife. Follow Him even in the midst of trials, tribulations, and ups and downs. Those sheep will follow that shepherd. When everything seemed to be chaotic and when everything seemed to be out of place, that shepherd will take them and guide them and direct them, empower them, move them into a unique position that they can glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when we come together as believers, we can march towards the kingdom. My brothers and sisters, when we look at our text in Roman, the historical text speaks of the Apostle Paul and Paul's boldness for Christ. And when we have a relationship with Christ, we are bold for Him. And because of his spiritual boldness, Paul was unashamed. It didn't matter what people said about him. It did not matter what his reputation was. It didn't matter how his life in the past had been. What was important to him was concerning the gospel and that gospel that he had been commissioned to preach. And when God has given you a ministry and a mission, you should be unashamed of what God has given you. When people talk about you, and they will, remember they talked about Christ who had no sin. And so when you mount up your ministries and share to the world what God is doing in your life, the Lord gets the praise. He gets the honor and the glory. Preaching, my brothers and sisters, God's word will never be easy. I have shared it with my preachers. I've said, the day you step into this role, you will be talked about and criticized. Sometimes from the inside, but most of the time from the outside. But you will be talked about because not all are God's sheep.
Say it, say it, say it.
When you hear and you see the preaching of God's word, you will know that there will be trials and tribulations and difficulties.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But our responsibility and our testimony is to preach the word.
Amen.
2 Timothy 4 and 2 states, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. It's in his word that it's not going to be easy. And preaching was never designed to be easy. Look what Jesus went through. And his ministry was only for 3.5 years. His public ministry. Out of all of the time that he lived a perfect life, there were those that followed him for who he was. Some followed him for what they could get. And others followed him so that they could tell on him. So it's not easy having ministries that God has for us. But preaching his word is important because there will come a time when men will not listen to sound doctrine. And what will happen is that they will instead put around them someone who will suit their fancy, tickle their feet, and yell and hoop and make you feel good. But when you go home, you don't know the message. You don't know if you've been saved. You don't know how this all happened. But they will put around them men that will make them feel good. The doctrine is designed to shake us and to reprove us, but most of all, save us. But there will come a time when men say, I don't want to hear it. I just want to be impressed by. In other words, they would rather believe some stuff that's not true than stuff that is true. But God has a way of revealing stuff to us all. Because what goes on in the dark will ultimately come to the light. Today, my brothers and sisters, we could ask a biblical question to a people or to a nation. Am I ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Now, I know that each of us is thinking, no, that's not me. I'm not ashamed. But we could ask a follow-up question. What is your evidence to support your answer? Could you defend why you are a Christian? Could you defend who you serve? And could you give application to the scripture as to why you are a believer? My brothers and sisters, when we think about the answer to the question, we would further see what fruits are we bearing? Or what works are we doing for the Lord? What ministries have we developed to see if it's producing more of its kind? I want to encourage you this morning concerning Jesus and his completed work. Because in his completed work, he told disciples in the Great Commission to go and make new disciples. I need you to make more of your kind. And when you preach God's word, it draws people that they would look just like the one who declared it. And so, you have heard me say, I had to witness to 5 people a week for a course when I was attending seminary. And that wasn't easy. It may sound easy, but the intent of this witnessing was to get all of us class out of our comfort zone. to seek out those who may not have a personal relationship with the Lord. How many times, Antioch, have we forgotten?
Yes, sir.
Or have we gotten out of our comfort zone?
Yes, sir.
To do what we have been commissioned to do? How many times have you knocked on someone's door, a neighbor? How many times have you bypassed a friend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many times have you invited somebody to church? Because we've all been commissioned. It is not just relegated to the pastor. It's relegated to the church. And if I'm reminded, if we are the church, we have all been commissioned to do the work within the church. And witnessing for Christ isn't easy, because you will not know how some will respond to you. But what I have discovered is how God has chosen and equipped us to live a life to glorify Him and to give a testimony concerning who He is within our lives. I think that sometimes we forget as people, we forget that our life is in Christ, in Christ,
yes,
in Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that was initiated by God, because He knew who you were and He knew your relationship with Him.
Yes, sir.
So God declared you in His Son. We didn't seek the Lord. The Lord sought us. When you give your life to Christ, God lets you know what your place and your purpose in life is. And this leads me to the fact that until you understand your calling, you won't start being obedient with your spiritual gifts. You missed it.
Yes, Lord.
There are many that do not know what any of their spiritual gifts are. There are some who don't even think that they have spiritual gifts. And they are. When you are saved, God gives you spiritual gifts. And the way you discover your spiritual gift is by doing things as you serve in different ministries, in and out of the church. You will begin to see where you fit in and where you don't. Now the question is, what are we doing for the Lord? I go to church every Sunday. So does the enemy.
Right.
He walks in every Sunday too.
Yeah.
But what is your ministry? What are you doing for the Lord?